Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference Call. Today's speaker is His Grace Ram Girdhari Prabhuji. Prabhuji will speak on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 23, Verse 56 onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Hare Krishna, yes, I am present.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much Prabhuji, Danvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. I now hand over the call to you Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So I am slightly struggling regarding the go live of the YouTube. Not sure if it's giving right. So just give me a minute. I will, Yes.
Okay, Prabhuji. You can take over.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So, we are reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 23, text number 66 and 67 today. So, I will read the word 66.
Vrajendra Nandana Krishna Nayaka Shiromani Narikara Shiromani Radhasa Kudani.
Translation. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared as the son of Nanda Maharaj, is the supreme hero in all dealings. Similarly, Srimati Radharani is the topmost heroine in all dealings. Text 67.
Nayakanam Shiro Ratnam Krishna Subham Swayam Yadra Nitya Saya Sarve Veera Jante Mahagunam.
Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God Himself and He is the crown jewel of all heroes. In Krishna, all transcendental good qualities are permanently situated. Purpose. This verse is also found in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.1.17.
Om Ajnana Shalakaya Chakshuram Militam Mena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshakarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So we are reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela. We are discussing text 66 and 67 of the 23rd chapter of Madhya Leela. So, this was a conversation happening between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami. As a part of this discussion where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is discussing about some very these transcendental subjects, he is describing about your devotional service and different components of your devotional service. So we have been hearing about so many details based on the conversation between Sanatana Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sripad Rupa Goswami, as well as Sanatana Goswami have given a lot of more purports and details in their own words, where Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, Brihat Bhagavata Amrita, and various such literary works gives about the details and descriptions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings to these Goswamis. Generally, when you talk about a sutra, or when you talk about a shastra, every shastra is based on an underlying sutra, a seed. So if you talk about a Purana, if you talk about a particular Vedic literature, and Vedic literature is driven to drive home a particular seed for which that literature was compiled. Of all the Puranas, Srimad Bhagavatam is considered as Amala Puran. Amala Puran means that which does not have any anomalies, or that which is absolutely pure. And it is said that there are close to 140 plus commentaries of Srimad Bhagavatam given by different scholars. It's kind of one of the highly commented Purana probably. So Srimad Bhagavatam's Bija Mantra, Paribhasha Sutra of Srimad Bhagavatam is called Ete Chansa Kala Pumsam Krishnattu Bhagavan Swayam. Ete Chansa Kala Pumsam Krishnattu Bhagavan Swayam Indrari Vyakula Plokam. So Vyasadev and every personality who has come and commented on Srimad Bhagavatam, they are trying to drive home this seed, which is to establish Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the Paribhasha Sutra of Srimad Bhagavatam, the word is Ete Jansa Kala Pumsan. So Mahaprabhu is now explaining about Krishna's supremacy, Krishna's transcendental nature, Krishna's superlative position. He is going on to explain how Krishna is heroes of all the heroes, how Krishna possesses all the superlatively wonderful qualities. The reason Mahaprabhu is explaining about the Supreme Lord, I mean, he has been explaining multiple times, but he is explaining further because the next few verses later he is going to explain about something more higher or something more deeper, something more special in connection with Krishna. It is about Srimati Radharani. So in our discussion today, we will try to analyze, or we will try to discuss these two verses, 66 and 67 of Madhyamila, chapter 23, which is also our basis of the Krishna consciousness movement. Because Krishna consciousness movement is to develop Krishna consciousness and also to understand the supreme nature of the Lord. as explained by Mahaprabhu, Krishna is the crown jewel of all the heroes. In Krishna, all transcendental qualities are permanently situated. That's what he is concluding. Now let us look at this. Of course, Mahaprabhu has stated it, Krishna's position is established. We, as practitioners, we need to understand how do we connect to this verse in our practice of Krishna consciousness. So as a part of turning these two verses, we will have some set of reflections, and through those reflections, let's try to see if we can drive home some message for all of us. Right from the day one of our coming into Krishna consciousness, we would have heard many, many classes and many a times heard this point of how Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this explanation of Krishna's Supreme Personality of Godhead, after a point in time, probably we want to hear more, we want to learn more, and what are interested in more details about the spiritual concept, this core point of Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, is kind of sidelined or overlooked, or somewhere it is given not so important privilege. May not be voluntarily, but subconsciously. So we are going to have three sets of reflections to help us meditate on these two verses. Janma karma chane divyam evam yogeti tatvataha tektva deham punar janma naiti mahamesi. So Arjuna, it is said that this verse explains about what happens when we know about Krishna. There is one more verse which is also telling what happens when we know about Krishna, which is Manushyanam Sahasreshu Sakchit Yadavi Sindhaye. So these two verses, one talks about anyone who knows about Krishna's transcendental appearance and activities. Janma karma cha me divyam. The verse says, punar janma naiti. That person need not take birth again. Another verse saying, to know that is rarest of the rarest opportunity. So there are two perspectives. One is to know it very rare. Even if you know about Krishna's supreme position, for us to live in that consciousness is all the more rare. And what it actually means is if somebody could do that, they don't need to come back again. And this opportunity is not easily available, for that you have to wait for many, many lifetimes. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan ma prapasyate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlabha. So 3 points. Number one, anyone who is know about Krishna, his transcendental appearance, his transcendental activities, his transcendental relationship with Vaishnavas is very rare. And anyone who is talking about being Krishna conscious not necessarily he can make it to Krishna. Because out of many, many people who talk about Krishna, hardly anyone, a few go to Krishna. And third, this opportunity is available after many, many lifetimes. With these three perspectives, with these three understandings, our reflections are going to unveil. So the first reflection is about how, when we know about Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead, how is our progression in consciousness happen, and what is the ultimate phase to be in? So I would classify our stages of consciousness into four folders. So I will classify our progression of consciousness, our development of consciousness, our attraction towards the Supreme Lord in four stages. Stage number one is to know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. One devotee very nicely explained to me where when somebody is Krishna conscious, it is the rarest opportunity, because 99% of the people in this world, they think God don't exist. Hardly 1% or 2% or very less percent believe in existence of God, and those who believe in the existence of God does not believe in the power of God. And those who believe in the power of God are very, very less. And they think any form of God is okay to be attached to God. Hardly very few percent of people realize that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So to come to the state of even knowing Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a very rarest opportunity that is highly appreciated. And we are very fortunate to be in that position. But what should be the next natural progression that we should be in? So as soon as we know Krishna is Supreme Lord, He is our Father, He is always interested in loving, giving whatever we need. He provides what we need. He protects what we have. Ananya chintayanto ma. Yejana Padyupasate Tesha Mithya Yuktanam Yogakshemam Bahamyam. So Krishna is already showing his inclination. My dear friend, I will try to protect what you have. I will try to provide what you lack. Then you surrender unto me. So when Krishna is ready like that, what is the natural stage that we move forward? What is the natural stage that we are interested in? Is what we can get from Krishna. So the stage two, which most of us, or even anybody who is devotional, who are trying to do, is to worship Krishna, to worship God, to surrender to God, to become spiritual so that we can ask for our needs. So knowing Krishna and asking for our needs are definitely, you know, positive in terms of being devotional rather than being an atheist. But just surrendering to Krishna and asking Him to provide for our needs is still considered as something not pure. Like every time when we pray to Krishna, every time when we stand in front of Krishna, every time when we worship Krishna, the reason why we worship, say, glorify Krishna, which they call it a stage two, is to just ask. Bhagavatam says this is not wrong. But Chaitanya Charitamrita is taking us one level above about which we are talking. What Bhagavatam says? Akama, Sarvakama, Moksha Kamava Udharati, Tivrena, Bhakti Yogena, Yajesa, Purusham Param. When you have no desires, when you have all desires, when you have desire for liberation, if somebody performs Bhakti Yoga, they are properly situated, agreed, sir. So from that perspective, from knowing Krishna to worshipping Krishna is the second stage, which is good. I worship Krishna because I have some desire. I ask Krishna because I know that He loves me. I am dependent on Krishna because Krishna is ready to provide what I need. So from just knowing, which is a jnani, just knowing, which is just technically correct, to worshipping, to praying, to offering obeisances, to giving Him whatever, I mean to surrendering unto Him, for needing of our things is good, is the second natural progression in our consciousness. I always jokingly say that many a times we have become Krishna conscious, but the level of Krishna consciousness that we are in is such that we are interested in using Krishna for us. When we stand in front of Krishna, we just think, what do I ask? How much do I ask? How pleadingly I ask? So that what do we need, He provides. Tera mujhko arpan. In Hindi, a very famous song where it says that Mera tujhko arpan. All that belongs to me, all that are with me, I am trying to offer it to you. Instead of that, these sadhakas, out of difficulties, out of challenges, out of whatever condition, we are saying, I am ready to take whatever you provide and please provide me and please give me shelter and take care of me. So the stage two is worshipping and demanding and seeking the Lord to provide for our needs. The stage three is because we are worshipping Krishna, because you have surrendered to Krishna, we are definitely bestowed. We have an experience where Krishna has reciprocated, or Krishna is definitely reciprocating. So we definitely become indebted. So as a matter of our indebtedness to Krishna, we are now ready to serve Krishna in addition to asking from Him. So consciousness development, you see, first I knew Krishna as Supreme Lord. Then I demanded or, you know, depended on Krishna for my needs, and hence I used Him so that I get what I wanted. And because Krishna started to provide me, I am now developing some more faith and ready to also to serve the Lord because He provided. The third stage is a stage which very much all sadhakas who are practicing are in, where we serve the Lord as well as we ask from the Lord. We serve the Lord as well as we demand from the Lord. We serve the Lord as well as we keep praying, what do I get from the Lord? There is one more stage. Which is what is being spoken all the while when we discuss about Bhava Bhakti and Prema Bhakti. And that stage is called a stage of stop asking from the Lord and just serving the Lord in the sense of giving pleasure to the Lord. How many of us are singing or serving or taking darshan to give pleasure to Krishna. The moment we think giving pleasure to Krishna, we start to think that I am not eligible. It is not about our eligibility. It is about Krishna's preference. Krishna likes to be with us. Krishna wants us to be with Him. Krishna wants us to serve Him. Krishna wants us to see we are engaged in His service. So Krishna is eager, and knowing that we should do that, then Krishna is pleased. So the stage 4 is a stage where we please the Lord. We are serving only to please the Lord and withdrawing ourselves from the equation. So this conversation that we are having about Krishna's supremacy is complete. Understanding about Krishna's transcendental qualities is complete. Knowing that Krishna is the possessor of all the transcendental qualities and is a superhero is complete. Only when we give ourselves to Him and please Him and try to make that as our goal without any personal attachment and personal motives. So my first reflection is about these 4 stages of evolution of consciousness, where we may have come to stage 3, or the stage 3 to stage 4, wherein I am serving Krishna as well as trying to expect from Krishna something in return. I need to develop my consciousness. I need to develop a mood. I need to come to a stage where I don't want to demand anything from Krishna. I just only want to serve Him and please Him. That is the 8th shloka of Chaitanya Shikshashtaka. What is the mood? The mood is, because the Lord give me, does not give me, come in front of me, does not come in front of me. He is my worshipable Lord. I am here to serve Him, please Him. We had always discussed this very famous conversation between Prahlad Maharaj and Narsingadev. When Narsingadev made a deal, offer to Prahlad Maharaj, what was his offer? My dear Prahlad, I'm pleased with you. Please ask me what you need. I want to give you something. Prahlad Maharaj says, my dear sir, I don't want anything from you. Second time, Narsingadev is asking, please Prahlad, I would like to give you something. What was Prahlad's response? My dear sir, my dear Prabhu, my dear master, you need not prove you are my master just by giving. Whether you give or not give, you are still my worshipable Lord. Whether you provide or not provide, you are still my worshipable Lord. And the more you give, the more I get carried away and get digressed and leave your association. So better, don't allure me with all your offers. I will still continue to remain your servant and student. If you still want to give me something, please give me a simple benediction, which is, Yadi dasyasi me kamaan varam svambara darshava kamaanam hriya samroham pavatastu vrnevaram. He says, if you still want to give me something, please give me this boon. What is the boon? Kamaanam hriya samroham. My heart is filled with lust, greed, anger, envy, ego, pride, illusion. Kamaanam hriya samroham. My heart is filled with some nonsense, so please help me to get rid of this nonsense. Because that is stopping me in worshipping you and giving pleasure to you. So the first reflection, I would like to say, the state that we are expected to be in as students of Chaitanya Charitamrita, as a student of Bhakti Yoga process, is to somehow slowly, but firmly, and focusedly withdraw our desires, our goals, our achievements, our needs, and just function with the only spirit of pleasing, glorifying, serving, Krishna. My goal is to please Krishna and no other agenda. If Krishna is pleased, then everything else that you may be interested in demanding will automatically come to your place. That is Siddhanta. And even if he is not provided, maybe that is what the Lord is wishing. So either case, I am not at loss. That's the kind of understanding this stage. So when we are reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is encouraging us to talk about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, possessor of all transcendental qualities, one of the transcendental qualities of Krishna is he can remove all the dogish mentality from our heart to the surrendered soul. That is what Dillamangala Thakura is singing in his Chorashtakam. Braje prasiddham navanita choram gopanganam chatukula choram. He is saying, you are a thief coming and taking away all the accumulated unwanted sins in our heart, coming and stealing them away. So please, continue to steal whatever you have, but for whatever you are stealing, I am going to punish you, and as a thief, I am going to lock you up in the jail of my heart for aeons. So the point here is, that how do we develop our consciousness from the stage of knowing Krishna to the stage of loving Krishna? From the stage of just knowing, we definitely started to asking and worshipping. From the stage of worshipping, we come to the stage of servicing. From the stage of servicing Krishna, we come to the stage of loving Krishna. And when you say loving Krishna means no other personal agenda, just love Krishna and not ask anything. And the more you come to that stage, Krishna will keep watching how steady are we in that stage. The moment he realizes we are steady, he will give himself to us. And that's when prema bhakti, that's when the deeper love that is being spoken, that we have been discussing for the last few weeks, will manifest. Till the point in time where we say that I don't want anything from you, Krishna. I am not going to use you. I am not interested in getting anything from you. Whatever you give, whether it is pain or pleasure, that's fine. That stage is what the stage is of gopis, great mahajanas. Because they are not asking, even when gopis are asking Krishna, why have you gone? Where have you gone? Why have you left us like this? We are suffering without your association. Their agenda of taking Krishna's association is not for their needs. Their agenda of association with Krishna was to give Krishna pleasure, to give Krishna love, to just love Krishna. They said, we don't want anything else. That is why a devotee chooses Krishna over Krishna. Because Arjuna and Duryodhana were given a choice. And Arjuna chose Krishna to be with them, whereas Duryodhana thought, Krishna's army will be helpful to me. So hence my first reflection is, that somehow or other, we need to develop our consciousness in such a way that we come to the stage of, at least understand that we should definitely at some point in time come to the stage of loving Krishna and giving pleasure to Krishna. That is why we encourage all the devotees, when we go to temple, when we go to yatra, when we go to different satsangas, more than seeing what do I get, definitely which we should keep introspecting and try to learn something for us, but we should also try to contribute to please the Supreme Lord, to please the spiritual master, to please Vaishnavas in such a way that our agenda is only to serve them. The more we withdraw ourselves, the more our heart is going to get cleansed. So reflection number two. When we say Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when we say that I love Krishna, in our regular context, in our day-to-day context, how do I go about in doing that? Because I need to show my love to Krishna. I agree, Prabhuji, that we need to show our love to Krishna. How do we do that? We do that in the form of doing an attentive chanting. We do that in the form of singing. We do that from the perspective of showing our love to Krishna. We do that from the perspective of showing how we need to glorify the Supreme Lord. How we need to glorify the Supreme Lord by glorifying His holy name. Looking at how Krishna's holy name, Krishna's prasadam, Krishna's bhagavatam, all of them are trying to help us to remember Krishna. So the second reflection is, if at all I need to show my love towards Krishna, I need to show love towards Krishna's holy name. If I want to show love towards Krishna, I need to show love towards Krishna's devotees. If I develop love towards Krishna, I need to show love towards Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna's pastimes. If I want to go love towards Krishna, I need to show love towards Krishna's deity. I'm sure love to Krishna's holy dham. So when I say love towards all of them, I am loving them without any expectation, and I am loving them in a capacity where I am indebted to them and I don't need anything in return. So when we don't need anything in return, that's when this whole Krishna consciousness journey is going to develop. If we expect anything in return, we are still in an adulterous state. But when we don't expect anything in return, and if we are focused and firm on that point, Krishna, at some point in time, going to reciprocate by saying, I am yours. There is a very famous story which I have shared before, but for the sake of repetition and, you know, to the context, remember that again. This was about Kolavetya Sridhar's pastime, where Kolavetya Sridhar met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, my dear Sridhara, I am very happy and pleased with you. Thank you so much for all your love. Because Kolavetya Sridhar has been regularly providing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with bananas. So he is a banana vendor, and every day before he goes out the cell, he used to go to Mahaprabhu's house and give a first lot to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai. He's a very poor fellow and does not have a very sophisticated lifestyle. So in spite of that, he never stopped his offering to Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one day Mahaprabhu said, I am very much pleased with you. Please ask me, what do you want in return for the love that you gave? So Sridhara said, my dear Mahaprabhu, I don't need anything. I am fine, whatever arrangements that are there for me. But Mahaprabhu said, please ask. I would like to give you something. Kolavetya Sridhar said, I do not want anything. And third time when Mahaprabhu insisted, and this time Mahaprabhu was very, very firm. You need to ask me something. I would like to give you something. Please ask. Kolavetya Sridhar said that, please bestow me with a benediction. The way that I am serving you, this banana as everyday service to you, life after life, allow me to serve you and express my love towards you every life that I am going to take. I don't want anything else from you, my dear Lord. Mahaprabhu got so much pleased with the mood of Sridhara. He gave a tight hug to Kolavetya Sridhar and said, from today onward, I am yours. So the message here is, if we are loving Krishna or if we are intending to show our love to Krishna, we should begin by focusing our activities in our japa. So we show our love in japa, because knowing that japa and Krishna are non-different, holy name and Krishna are not different. Taking care of the deities, because what happens is that on one side, we are agreeing that I love Krishna, or at least to an extent, understanding that I need to love Krishna. And in terms of application, it comes, we are inattentive in our chanting, we are disrespectful in front of deities, we are disrespectful to devotees, or not so much careful in devotees' association. When we go to Dham, we try to see Dham as a sightseeing place. When we read Srimad Bhagavatam, we read them with only technical interest. So with this approach, when we deal with any one of Krishna in another form, then we will not be able to develop love for Krishna. Because if you need Krishna to come in front of you and stand, Prabhuji, if Krishna stands in front of me, I will definitely express my love, no personal agenda. You have Krishna, holy name. The moment we chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna is there. We are not able to see, experience is not anybody else's problem, it is our problem. But Krishna is there. In deities, Krishna is there. Our deities and Krishna are identical. So many pastimes. Sakshi Gopal, Raghunandan Das Thakur, so many pastimes. How deities are Krishna themselves. Srimad Bhagavatam, Sanatana Goswami says, Sri Krishna Parivartita. So Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna personified. In fact, it is very trying to explain how 12 candles of Srimad Bhagavatam refers to different parts of Krishna's body. Holy Dham. So the second reflection that I want to share here is, when we are talking about Krishna's transcendental position, when we talk about Krishna's superlative nature, when we talk about Krishna's being the hero of all the heroes, what is our duty is to start developing love and see Krishna in our life in different aspects. We need to learn to see Krishna in our life in different aspects. If we don't get to see Krishna in different aspects, then we are the losers. We fail big time. So let us learn to see Krishna in our lives. That way, we will be able to make progress to the stage of loving Krishna. The last reflection is about different stages of recognizing Krishna in our lives. So this is just to think, this is just to help us. Sometimes we may have Krishna around us and we will miss him. And as a part of this third reflection, we will also quickly talk about the reasons why you are not able to recognize. So my humble reflection here is that as Kanishka or as beginners, we definitely able to understand Krishna in the deity form in the temple. But when we start slowly hearing about Krishna Katha, when we start slowly hearing about Bhagavad Gita class and attending some Bhakti Vriksha programs, we start to slowly understand and accept Krishna sitting as Paramatma in everybody's heart. And when we start further discussing, as we just discussed 2 minutes before, we start to accept holy name also as Krishna. Initially we don't see that, we differentiate holy name as the opportunity to see Krishna. But as we hear more, as we associate more, we see holy name as Krishna. If you practice more and more seriously, we develop a sense that all the objects that exist, all the things that exist, all the people that exist, they are Krishna. And If we surrender more, we come to a stage that even the challenges that are coming our way are also Krishna. So the point I want to say here is that I know I need to come to the stage of loving Krishna. I know that for us to love Krishna, I need to recognize Krishna in the form of holy name, in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the form of deities, in the form of Dham, in the form of Vaishnavas. I need to start loving them to eventually love Krishna, because they are Krishna and they are Krishna's personification. And to do that, let's even recognize Krishna in our life, even in the form of a challenge. For practicing devotees, even a challenge is Krishna in our life. Buddhimani saw Krishna in every challenge. Or she said that whenever I have a challenge, Krishna will be here. Pandavas did not differentiate their challenge versus Krishna's presence, because they always knew that Krishna is always with me. Whenever we have a difficulty, Krishna appears. So there is not any problem. So as practicing devotees, one of the ways by which we will be able to develop love for Krishna is to acknowledge Krishna is not just in the temple. Krishna is just not in the hearts of jiva. Krishna is not just holy name. Krishna is not even just all the objects that exist, even the challenges that we face. Even the so-called apparent disturbances, even the apparent so-called pain is also given to us if we are surrendered to Krishna, if we are sincere to Krishna, and if still we face challenges. The challenges are also Krishna. So hence, let's learn to accept them and move forward in being focused in loving Krishna. But they are not able to do that because of two things. Number one, Aho Dukkam Maha Dukkam Dukkha Tisthataram Yataha आचार संदे स्मृतम रत्ना हरे नामै केवलम. One of the reasons why we are not able to recognize Krishna and love him is because आचारतम विस्मृतम रत्ना, because of our material education, because of hearing from a relative source and not hearing from an absolute source, we accept reality as an illusion and illusion as reality. The second reason is somewhere we are selfish. So long as selfishness is there in our heart, we will continue to remain narrow-minded. And so long as narrow-mindedness is there, for us to love unconditionally becomes very difficult. So there's two points. Number one, accepting, hearing from a relative source about the Lord, about spirituality, about various things, makes us accept illusion as reality and reality as illusion. In the Vaishnava case, it is very nicely explained by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that if you are not serious about your internal Krishna consciousness, you may accept truth as illusion, and illusion as truth. So the point is that because of hearing from a relative source, not hearing from an absolute source, we have this problem. Maybe material education, maybe even spiritual education, it is extremely important that we learn to hear from an absolute source. The second aspect why we are not able to recognize Krishna because of our extended attachment towards us and being selfish. Selfishness, that I need to make progress, I should somehow get Krishna, I should be more and more advanced devotees. We need to be importantly focusing on the coming out of our anartha. But that doesn't mean that I only should go and being selfish of what do I get rather than what do I give. Make us remain a narrow-minded devotee. And so long as the selfishness is there, we will not be able to love Krishna, because the selfishness will blind us even to recognize Krishna rather than serving Him and offering Him, we will be demanding and asking from Him. So these three reflections are to share the context where Krishna being Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna being the master of all that exists, Krishna who is supremely hero in all of these dealings, our duty is to somehow acknowledge that and eventually get to the stage of loving. So long as we get to the stage of loving Him, so long as we come to the stage of giving ourselves to Him, we will always be doing trade or transaction with Him in demanding, so we will still have an adulterated situation rather than pure situation. But this context, this whole chapter is talking about purity in devotion and perfection in devotion. And to get perfection in devotion, we should withdraw ourselves from the scene. So to summarize our conversation, we had three sets of reflection. Before we discussed this reflection, we shared how Janma Karma Sine Divyam, which is Krishna's, knowing Krishna's transcendental appearance, transcendental qualities, transcendental nature, will take us away from this material world and we'll never be able to, we need not come back again to this material world. And also how Krishna says that there is a very rarest opportunity. Even if somebody is in that path, not everybody makes it. Even if somebody makes it, they come to that stage after many, many lifetimes, Bahunam, Janmanam, and Dev. So we as practicing devotees, we are at least to be very confidently say that we are in the right track. Are we in the right stage? Each one of us have answered that we are in the right track. We are moving forward. We need to make sure that as we move forward, let us not get carried away and just stay put. And as a part of that, these verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita should help us to reflect and go back to the ground reality, how much Krishna means to me or how much I love the Supreme Lord. So on that basis, we have three sets of reflections. Reflection number one is about how our consciousness is, you know, gradually need to be developing. So from the stage of knowing Krishna being the Supreme Person of Godhead, to the stage of worshipping Krishna to be the Supreme Person of Godhead, to the stage of serving Krishna to be the Supreme Person of Godhead, the final stage of loving Krishna as Supreme Person of Godhead. So we have somehow or other managed to come to the stage of serving. But along with the serving, we still have an adulteration of asking, needing something for us. As he said, this is not wrong, nothing is abominable over here. But when we are talking about pure spirit, soul's pure position, and to be in the transcendental stage, we need to come to the stage of absolutely loving Krishna without any personal motives. So to do that, we need to start recognizing Krishna. That was my second reflection, where we start the holy name, understand holy name as Krishna, understand Srimad Bhagavatam as Krishna, understand deities are Krishna, Dham and Vaishnavas, all of them are Krishna and gives us access to Krishna. Hence, if we start loving them, if we start respecting them, if we start making sure not to demand, rather to give ourselves to them, then our love towards Krishna will increase more and more. And finally, the third reflection was that rather than just looking at Krishna in the temple, looking at Krishna in the deities, Krishna in the jiva, Krishna even in holy name, we need to also come to the platform that sometimes in this process of journey of Krishna consciousness, Krishna may come in the form of challenges as well. Krishna may come in the form of pain. Krishna may come in the form of some austerity that we need to perform so that we go to the next higher stage. To come to this stage, is pretty, you know, a great accomplishment for him to go for the last few miles so that we get to the eternal zone of being with Krishna in the spiritual abode. In the project management, they always say this, 80% of the job gets done in 20% of the time. The remaining 20% of the job takes the remaining 80% of the time. So all of us as students of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have done 80% of our job, hopefully Krishna willing, where we are practicing nicely, hearing, serving, so many things are happening. Great. But the remaining 20% is where the challenge is. I end with a small point, which I always make, is about Draupadi's Vastra Haran. When Draupadi wanted to rise and surrender, she was always conscious that what if somebody is not going to come and help us? She asked for help from everybody. She raised one of her hands up. She asked her grandfather, asked uncles, asked husband, asked everybody in the assembly, please help. And she even raised her hand and said, my dear Lord, please help. But she kept one of her hands holding to herself. At that time, Krishna was playing dice in Dwaraka along with Satyabhama. Satyabhama asked, I'm not sure if it's Rukmini or Satyabhama, she asked, my dear Prabhu, your devotee is in trouble. When will you go and help? This is the time you should go and help. Krishna told that, don't worry, she just now has raised one hand up. Let us play one more game. Krishna was playing dice with her. Let's play one more game. By the time she will raise her next hand also. At that time, I will go and rescue. So the moment, the situation, the mindset between raising the first hand to the second hand is a stage of moving from serving the Lord to loving the Lord. Because we, for us to love the Lord, we have to give ourselves fully with no strings attached. For us to serve Krishna, we only give a portion of us. So the challenge is between how to give ourselves completely versus how to give a portion of us. To put it, to make Krishna consciousness as a path of life we have achieved. We have to make Krishna consciousness as a way of life. For that, we need to stay put and make sure that somehow or other we come out of the selfishness mentality as well as come out of the propensity to hear from an relative source and start hearing from an absolute source, wherein we will start connecting the dots together that Krishna is unwilling, and eventually we will make it to the spiritual abode. Thank you very much. Shri Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. If there are any questions or comments, you can discuss.
Hare Krishna, any questions or something?
Prabhuji, very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for so many examples. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for so many examples and very detailed explanation. It was so nice, and at the end, your summary was so beautiful. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Hare Krishna. How was so about?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for the very, very, especially about Krishna, seeing Krishna in difficulties. I thought that was very, very important for us at this point in time in sadhana. So, thank you so much.
Anybody else has any other questions or comments? I'm not sure if the YouTube stream works because I think there's some trouble I'm seeing here.
Yeah, actually it stopped halfway through.
Yeah, I mean, it's doing live over here, but I don't think it's streaming because something went wrong probably.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's okay, Prabhu. I think it's... Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Any other comments or questions? Yes, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, if nobody has any questions, can we end the call here?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanmatsanam, also Ishto Shila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, I have a question that's very nice class.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Prabhuji, actually, you're mentioning so many things in class, means how we have desires. Means we should not have any desire while doing activities of devotional service. Even though we may feel in that mood, but it's very difficult to always be in the that mood, you know. We don't want Krishna, but when Krishna test or Krishna, if something happens, we very much here you want some better situation or like that, you know. How we can improve
I'm not sure if I fully heard you, but what I understood is that it is very difficult to, you know, come to the stage of loving only Krishna because we have so much of, you know, difficulties and attachments. So how to develop that? Is that the question?
Yes, yes, Prabhu.
Yeah. I used to always, you know, think when I first came to Krishna consciousness, I'm talking about 1987, I think, when I was in Krishna consciousness, first time I came, 87, 89, whatever. So at that time, when we used to see so many devotees speaking about Krishna, talking about Krishna, giving the references about their various literatures, quoting verses. I used to get amazed, I used to get surprised. I used to be, very much inspired. And I used to also long that how can I also develop? How such a stage, will that be possible ever in my life? I will also be able to speak about Krishna to some forum. I will also be able to, and this is not to boast of, but I was just trying to refer, how what was highly impossible, improbable, highly non-comprehendable, at least to an extent Krishna has facilitated to, you know, give us this service to speak about Krishna. So within the period of 15, 20, 30 years, whatever that is, some progress has been made to love or, you know, something come closer to Krishna. It is because of the mercy of Vaishnavas and those with whom we confess and try to learn about our difficulties and how to get rid of them. So if at all we are determined that I need to love Krishna, and if we try to work for it, we definitely, because it is not in this game, it is not only we are alone there. Krishna is going to reciprocate. Krishna is waiting there exactly the way we are interested in Krishna. Krishna is probably interested more than the way we are interested. So from that perspective, all we need to do is just have a burning desire to love Krishna and probably look at various devotees and take inspiration how they are loving Krishna. Look at various devotees and try to learn from them how they are managing to be focused in Krishna consciousness. Rather than we look at various other things and finding faults because of our conditioning, but also condition ourselves, take an extra mile, do an austerity to look at how people have developed love for Krishna. Some of you must have gone to Sadhu Sangha, retreat. So many events, so many things that are happening where Krishna and Krishna's devotees are expressing their love for each other, and these are all our experience to see that yes, if I work on this process, I can come to the stage also. Krishna is giving you live examples. So bottom line is, develop a very strong desire, and if this desire is eating up your head, because we as human beings, we can handle things that are top desires in ourselves. Whatever is our top five things on top of our head, we work and we give priority to that. Our list may be 25-30, but the top five, three things, we constantly keep thinking about it and working about it. Child, family, health, job. So if loving Krishna is in that list, then I'm sure with the help of devotees association, with the help of our burning desire, and with the help of Krishna's reciprocation, we will definitely get there. If every one of us, Prabhupada likes the teachings of Lord Kapila, that please understand this Krishna consciousness process works. If you wanted to know, you please look at the face of our devotees. You see them before coming to Krishna consciousness, you see their face after they came to Krishna consciousness. There is a transformation. There is a transformation that has happened already, which yourself can prove. I mean, you can get proof of it. So if we do that, you, me, everybody analyze what we were before coming to Krishna consciousness and what we are. And I'm sure if we be little steadfastly remain focused in this process, the day will come when we look back, oh my God, I had so many desires from Krishna. I never thought that just loving Krishna is so interesting, so loving, so inspiring, and so enthusiastic. So maybe a day will come where we will feel like that. And this process will definitely take us forward. And that's where my second reflection and third reflection was, get rid of selfishness from us, get rid of hearing from a relative source, and try to see holy name, Vaishnavas, Bhagavatam, deities, and holy dhams as an opportunity to love Krishna. So love devotees, love holy dham, love Bhagavatam, love deities. I mean, so slowly you will definitely make it to the spiritual world and come to the stage of prema. And then?
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you so much for always very, very inspiring class and all the devotees. Thank you so much, Prabhu. It's there. Only hope is devotee assistance. Thank you, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Anybody else has any other questions or comments? Okay, thank you so much. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His grace Ramgiri Dhari Prabhuji ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.